This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And we should all support replacing the lead pipes and ensuring that everyone has clean, safe, clean drinking water.
Welcome, folks. That was Sling Blade Fetterman. He was at the State of the Union. They panned over to him, and the only thing I could think is Billy Bob Thornton playing Sling Blade.
You toting that wash, boy?
These darn things are heavy. Hard to carry, too.
What you got in there, wash?
Yeah.
Ain't you got no mama and daddy to tend to it?
Got a mama. She's at work over at Hilty's dollar store. Daddy's dead. He got hit by a train.
How far are you going with them sack full of wash?
Half a mile, I think it is.
I can help you tote it, but don't give out first.
Okay. You don't have to.
All right, then.
Oh, man. I tell you what. If you didn't know Billy Bob Thornton as an actor and you saw that show, you saw Sling Blade, you think that's him. I used to think that Leonardo DiCaprio playing the little kid and Who Killed Gilbert Grape was an Academy Award winning role. But let me tell you, Billy Bob Thornton played Sling Blade. And who knew the people of Pennsylvania would get their very own Sling Blade? Who knew art would imitate life? Either way, life imitating art. I don't know which came first. I guess Fetterman came before the movie, so we could say art's imitating life. Welcome, folks, everybody. Welcome, everybody, including folks. Kevin Jackson's you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We have a Sling Blade president. I watched him embrace Warnock in Georgia. I'm talking about our Sling Blade president, Biden. And I'm watching the interaction because the Republicans filed out of there ASAP. Nobody wanted to spend a second with Sling Blade. Biden's and the Democrats are acting like he matters. They have to do that. They got to play the game. And as I mentioned, when I watch State of the Union, I don't watch him. Melissa literally forced me to watch it. We were watching something else. She says, "Let's cut over real quick." So we did, and it was like, ugh. And we got drawn in because it was actually it was more contentious. And the things that came out of it, I was actually more appreciative than I thought I would be. I'll put it that way. But again, it was like watching a live fest. And I'm sitting here thinking about, here's a guy that's been accepting money, bribes, by way of his crackhead son, who has gotten us in a situation in the world where we don't know up from down. We've got balloons flying all over America and all over the world. We've got Chinese spies and infiltrators, and Joe Biden's trying to convince us that he's going to crack down on the Chinese. He'll make them pay. Yeah, just like they paid for introducing a bioweapon so that we could take an experimental non-vaccine that did nothing except ruin our economy, which, sadly for the Chinese, didn't help them much either, did it? Maybe they should all rethink this new world order, this great reset, because you know who's really in control? It's us. I want to feature one of these other lies that Joe Biden told. He said in the last 2 years he cut the deficit by $1.7 trillion, the largest deficit reduction in American history. Now, he compares the deficit in fiscal year 2020, which was $3.132 trillion, with the deficit in fiscal year 2022 of $1.375 trillion. It's missing context. So Congress didn't pass another multi-trillion-dollar stimulus bill in 2022 as it had done the two previous years under both Biden and Donald Trump. That's number one. And number two, he doesn't tell you that that figure is based on inflated numbers for all this money that went to COVID. Money that went to a farce. The expectation was, and you guys have heard me talk about this, and this is why I hate this kind of radio, because it doesn't connect in my opinion, but I'm just going to say this and I'll leave it alone. Biden should have dropped another trillion off of the deficit. That's what the expectation was. We bloated that deficit because it was all in preparation of this farce of COVID, and we had to save the world. But he's spiking the football. That's what bothers me. He's spiking the football on a lie. He can't tell you the truth and say, you know what, guys, look, I'm not pointing a finger at President Trump. He was dealt some circumstances. We didn't know if he could actually say this. He can't, because the Democrats were part of this cabal. But if he could say, look, this man was dealt circumstances that most of us wouldn't want to face. And while we may disagree politically, I applaud his efforts. But we did have to add a lot of money to the deficit. And in doing that, I was able to reduce it through these means. Now, we can argue that I reduced it enough or whatever, but there is no argument that I reduced it. Now, see, I can buy that. I could definitely buy that. I'd even give him credit for, you know, not getting rid of what they like to call the partisan bickering. But they won't do it. It's all smoke and mirrors. If you're too fat and they want you to be skinnier, you know what they do? They change the BMI statistics. So now there aren't as many fat kids under Biden as there were under Trump. If they want to save lives, you know, with something, it's statistical manipulation. And again, to what end? Explain to me how manipulating statistics is going to help Americans versus just telling us the truth. And what it boils down to, and you all know this, you've been listening to this show long enough and you're smart people, it boils down to just politics of saying, I can't credit my enemy, who's not your enemy. Trump is not the enemy of the government. He's not the enemy of the Democrats. The enemy of the government and the Democrats are what they do themselves. It's kind of like when I'm talking, you know, we talk to our son and say, hey, look, the issues that are coming up repetitively in your life and our correction of you doesn't make us the enemy. The enemy is you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In fact, we got another reminder of the legal and political headwinds facing him when the FBI conducted yet another search of another house for classified documents that belongs to Joe Biden. This time, they searched the Delaware Beach house. The president's lawyers and the Justice Department say no documents with classified markings were found. Still, despite promises of transparency from the president and his lawyers, we haven't gotten anything close to it. We still don't know the full number or the nature of what the classified material that was discovered during these searches of his home and office, or a decent explanation of how they got there.
It's difficult for me to watch a State of the Union and not ask myself, does this guy know he's the person in charge? It was like when Mark Kelly was running for Senate and he talked about the border of Arizona. And I'm thinking, you've been the senator. Why haven't you addressed the border issue? Joe Biden's talking about all these things. He's going to, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And the whole time he's saying it, I'm going, ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. And then when I finished trying to figure out how much it was going to cost, I asked myself, why haven't you done it? Oh, that's right. You've been too busy working on gay issues, LGBT crap. You've been too busy worrying about pronouns for kids in school. You've been too busy prosecuting conservatives with your weaponized DOJ. And you've been too busy covering up for you and your family's larcenies and other crimes. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Biden, the Democrats, the media, social media, fact checkers, and all leftists are blatant liars. They lie to your face. They lie about everything. And it doesn't matter how little the lie, the little lies begat the bigger lies, and the big lies then lead to the little lies. And even when they're caught in a lie, they still do what? You ready? I don't know if you caught this whole theme, but they lie more. If Trump were president and had done what Biden has done, he would not have survived impeachment, nor should he have. I have never met more ideological boneheads than I have in this time in history. I don't think they existed. I know we think that our problems are always worse because we're the ones suffering through them. But I'm telling you, historically, I've been through a lot of stuff in my few years on this earth, and I have a few more left, apparently. Well, some time left. You're listening to me. But I've never seen it like this. And I'm not going to be scared about it, but we are on the precipice. And look, I get it. We're all being tortured by this administration, but you got to find the energy, the mental energy, the fortitude. Sometimes you got to buck up to do it, to let people know that, you know, you matter. No matter how the left try to treat Biden or make people feel that he's relevant, folks, there are many, many people out there who realize that he is nothing more than a pawn, a cog in the wheel of something much bigger. You remember when the Saudi prince refused to meet with Biden over this oil thing, when he was wanting to get OPEC to release more oil so he could bring the price of gasoline down, even though he claimed presidents can't do anything about that? I know presidents who have. Well, the Saudis essentially were saying to Joe Biden, you're not relevant. Trump was relevant, so relevant. When that prince became king, he came to America and went to the Oval Office, and he was deferential to Trump. I remember that interview. Deferential. He was in the presence of a real leader, and you could see the guy was like, shoot. We got nothing on the United States and Donald Trump. Love seeing it. I love how he treated the office of the presidency. He wouldn't come anywhere close to doing that with Biden. And you know what's sad? The left know this. A Saudi appeals court, this is in the New York Post, what I'm going to read, has increased the prison sentence of a U.S. citizen for critical tweets from 16 years to 19 years. And the writer of this article says it was clearly a middle finger to Biden. That's what the jailed man's son told the New York Post. The State Department told Ibrahim Al-Mahdi about the revised Saudi penalty earlier this week, months after the White House publicly condemned his father, Saeed Al-Mahdi's treatment. It's not a slap in the face. It's a middle finger, Ibrahim told the Post, noting that his septuagenarian father lost more than 80 pounds since his arrest in November of 2021 on charges linked to more than a dozen tweets mildly critical of the Saudi government. When the U.S. asked for an appeal, they said, here you go, 19 years, his son exclaimed. Saad Al-Mahdi, 72-year-old retired engineer, has lived in the U.S. since the 1970s. He's a naturalized American citizen. He was arrested while returning to his homeland to sell property. Since being jailed, he's been kept in inhumane conditions without a bed or a chair, housed alongside dangerous suspected terrorists, his son said. And you know what? Joe Biden can do absolutely nothing. Just like what happened with this dude that played basketball in the WNBA, Griner. Just like with the Marine that's been left in Russia. And just like anywhere around the world where they have Americans captive, let's go back to Afghanistan. The people of Joe Biden left behind. We are, it's to call us a laughing stock is to put it so mildly that it doesn't do it justice. It's worse than being a laughing stock. You are not safe as an American. And I'm going to tell you, I know a little bit about this because I've traveled this world. And I can tell you many times, man, that American passport meant something. Haven't been, I've been to Europe a couple times and a couple of other places, but I haven't been anywhere like when I used to be a world traveler, while I was traveling to Africa and other continents. But I can tell you that American passport had meaning. To be an American had meaning. And now it's nothing. And I will tell you, I hadn't had that feeling that it was something for quite some time. And the closest that I came to it in recent time was when Trump was president. And again, I'm not here to do a commercial for the guy. I'm telling you the truth. It was a feeling like, okay, if I do go, and, oh, well, during the time of Trump's presidency, I know I was in Paris at least once, maybe twice. And I told you what the reaction was. I was shocked because to hear everybody talking about it here in the U.S., especially our lamestream fake news, you know, butt munch media, I was like, well, Trump's going to be hated. Muslims liked him. I mean, all the Uber drivers I took when I was going back and forth because we were staying out I forget whether we were at Orly or De Gaulle. I think we were at Orly. But anyway, they loved him. They were like, we wish Macron were more like Trump. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House has unanimously passed a resolution condemning China's use of a spy balloon over the USA, calling it a brazen violation of U.S. sovereignty. In the Senate, Deputy Defense Secretary Melissa Dalton told a hearing why it was important to shoot down the balloon over water and recover the wreckage.
Key part of the calculus for this operation was the ability to salvage, understand, and exploit the capabilities of the high-altitude balloon.
The numbers keep growing. Now 20,000 confirmed dead in Turkey and Syria from this week's earthquakes. A major mea culpa from Southwest Airlines.
Let me be clear. We messed up.
COO Andrew Watterson apologized for canceling 16,000 flights around the holidays. He told a congressional hearing the airline will compensate people, and it is upgrading its scheduling system to the tune of $1 billion. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
Welcome, folks. That was Joe Demento, the fearless leader of America, or at least the leader of the leftists in America, because he's not my leader. I don't follow demented clowns for leadership. And he says, half the women in his, well, hold on a minute. And then he corrects himself. And then again, he says half the women in his administration are women. He starts out by saying half the women in his cabinet. Then he goes on to say half the women in his administration are women. Well, that's good to know, Joe. Maybe you should find out what the other half are. I want you to think about how silly it is for us to be talking about gender in leftist terms. How we entertain this nonsense. We entertain their lingo, cisgender, what are some of the other ones? Like open gender, I forget what they call it. Non-binary, yeah. Cisgender, non-binary, all these other nonsensical things. And it's all in an attempt to define themselves as individuals. Well, here's what I can tell you. Man or woman, because that's all you can be. And you got to pick. I understand the hermaphrodites, but you got to pick. But man or woman, at the end of the day, you're an individual. But whatever the number is, they say there's now over 8 billion people in the world. That's getting cut down pretty good because of the COVID vaccines. But whatever that number is, I will tell you, we're all individuals. Nobody the same. You can talk about diversity, inclusion, and equity, a.k.a. DIE, all you want. And I'll tell you something. There is nobody the same, not even identical. Twins, triplets, quadruplets, quintuplets, sextuplets, whatever. None of them are the same. They are all individual, completely ordained by God to be something of whatever they choose to be. Nothing can impact them more than what they decide to do for themselves. End of story. And it's funny to me, we talk about, well, okay, Kevin, it's not about equality, it's about equity. Okay, well, what's equity? Well, that's where everybody has the opportunity to, whatever. I don't want to hear about opportunity. Let me put it this way. There are people in this world who are smarter. That by birthright, they're just brilliant. They're geniuses. Little kids that are reading at 2, 3 years old play. I watched the kid, he was like 4 years old, play the most amazing piano I've ever seen. I mean, I should have just quit playing. But he's not going to stop me. In that regard, he's genius. He's a musical genius. And Amadeus. dumb in other ways, but genius in that. Congratulations if that kid was discovered, whatever it is. There are kids that can recite, you know, the classics. I mean, they learn this stuff. There are some of them that are just gifted artists, you name it. And good. When somebody finds their genius early on, I feel, you know what I think it does to us is it says, how great that you could be 4 years old and know what gifts you have. Because somebody put you on a piano, or you found a crayon and you drew, you know, the Sistine Chapel, and people are like, what? 3 years old and he can draw like that? And you know, because let me tell you, I could live 40 lifetimes and not be an artist. Again, Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But what I am good at, I'm good at comedy. And if you're going to be at the in Tampa, Florida on February the 9th, I and Tim Wilkins and Brad Stein will be performing at the Palladium Theater. And I hope I'll see you there on February the 9th. VIP begins at 5:30 and the show starts at 7. Be 2 hours of a lot of comedy fun, folks. I hope you make it out there. Love to see some of the folks that listen to me on WGL, WLSS, The Answer, and other places that they've heard us. I hope people will check us out. Anyway, I want to go back to Joe Biden making this stupid comment and us following along the lines of this gender nonsense. First of all, Joe Biden's trying to brag that he's got a lot of women in his cabinet. Well, he doesn't know. He can't even tell you that he put a woman on the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court person that he put on there doesn't know what the definition of a woman is. We have men wanting to go into women's prisons. In fact, there was a women's prison that said, if you let this guy in, he's going to run it. It would be like letting LeBron James play in the WNBA. Seriously? He will run the show. But they don't care. And what's funny about it, and this is the irony, quite frankly, is that no matter how hard we try as conservatives to say, look, we are doing women a favor, the media, the narrative, they will not allow that to occur. Who's doing women the bigger favor? By essentially honoring womanhood. Who? You know the answer. It is conservatives. It is patently ridiculous that we are having this discussion over and over, and it is influencing policy. It would be different if it was just a specious discussion, and then it went, you know, into the ether. As they say in Shawshank, it disappears like a fart in a hurricane. The problem is, it sticks around, and it becomes part of the psyche. Like racism. It's part of the psyche. Everything that we're focused on now has got some race element, including the planning of cities. It's got a racial element. Why do we let these people do this? It's insanity. And let me tell you, it's beginning to wake people up. Even this idiot Bill Maher, who's a leftist, who pretends that it wasn't a lot of the things that are going on in the country are not his fault. But he is solidly to blame. It's his ilk that has created this nonsense. But here's what he has to say on gender identity on his show. And he's got a gay guy, and I don't even know who this congresswoman is, but he's got a gay guy who's fighting against. These are people going, wait a minute, this is insanity. Here's the clip.
Why do you have to teach it? Why does a four-year-old come in instead of teaching them the colors? You're telling them, pick your pronoun.
Well, yeah.
Where on earth did that come from? Right. Who told us it was going to be imposed on children?
And now it's a school curriculum everywhere. I told my kids, when this wokeness started happening, this gender thing started happening, it's pretty new. I said, don't be coming home with your gender pronouns. You better be coming home with A's and B's. I mean, that's what it really should be about, our education system.
Well,
and it's
but more and more you look at his curriculum, it's all about that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's all about identity. It's all about being queer or trans. I mean, children can't understand that stuff. Not in kindergarten.
And you say that as a queer.
I don't want to teach five-year-olds about being gay. I think wait a little bit, and they'll pick it up anyway. It's not like they can't watch the TV. I mean, you don't. But what they they're doing is not telling them that. They're telling them something worse. They're telling them that people can choose to be a boy or a girl or neither or both or something else entirely.
Right.
That is a lie. You can't. And it's done in order to placate certain special interests in Washington, namely the LGBTQIA plus people who also have been captured by the far left. We should say no to this.
I just don't understand why this is the hill the Democratic Party wants to die on.
Because they're too scared. Both parties are too scared.
They're bullied by the extreme right, bullied by the extreme left,
and no one has the balls to say, no, we haven't had a moment yet.
And again,
and someone stands up and says no.
We're not, none of this is anti-trans.
No!
No, most of these people who are making the argument we're making are liberal people who think it's a great thing that in America now anybody can actually be whatever they want. And of course, trans is a real thing. Rare, but real, but rare. That part seems to be, we all seem to have to pretend that we're born, I don't know, jump ball.
I don't know.
They even pick out and decide what pizza topping they want on their pizza at 12. How do they know if they want to be a eunuch or a boy or a girl or a tree or whatever the heck the 100 plus genders are that are out there now? They don't know. And the thing is,
did I not read that in your article? Teaching a kindergartner that you can identify as a tree?
Yes.
But then to tell something like this to a kindergartner,
yeah,
or that boys can menstruate and girls can have penises, it's got to be. How can it process that when you're that age?
Crazy to do this to our kids when they're young.
Right.
They will eventually figure it out like we all did. I mean, I dropped out of high school at 17. I'm in Congress now. Like, I eventually figured it out. I eventually got there.
All right, everybody. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. I don't know who the guy and the girl was that ladies in Congress don't know who she was. The guy don't know. All I know is he is queer. He considers himself queer. And he doesn't get it. And neither should we. You know, there's a time that we should be dealing with these issues, but it's not at the age of appropriateness of what they believe is age appropriate with the left. And I think it's time we fight back. And that's why we're here, and that's why you guys listen to programs like this. Got to take a short break, folks. Glad you're sticking with me. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bad feeder seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment.
All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So almost no one was paying attention to the early actions in the Biden administration. Biden gets inaugurated, and the media spend the next year talking about how great Biden is. So very few people noticed that just a week after the presidential inauguration in January of 2021, Biden's FBI arrested a 31-year-old man from Vermont called Douglas Mackey. Now, according to the DOJ, in the charging documents, Mackey's crime was making fun of Hillary Clinton on the internet.
Let me start chiming in here by saying that if the Democrats can do all the things that they're doing with a feckless moron in the White House like Joe Biden, imagine what they can do with somebody who is halfway liked. Welcome back.
Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. We're going to play the rest of this Tucker clip. It's a little bit, it's not long, but it develops a story. And it's a scary thought, especially when you understand that I think a father, a guy got arrested because he was praying in front of a school or something like that. I mean, just look at the strange things that the FBI is beginning to target parents who speak out at school boards, who want to talk, who say, look, these are my children. These are our children. Look at what happens to them when patriots speak out against this administration and they send not one, not two, but three IRS agents to your house and they harass you and take money from you that you would, if you were a leftist organization, they wouldn't even give it 2 seconds of thought. And if we had a fair system, they would say, oh, you know what, we see where you made a mistake, or we see where you were a little delayed here, no big deal, we get it. They don't do that. They want to break you. They want to break your back. They want to break your ribs. This is a beatdown like those five Memphis cops gave to Tyree Nichols. They don't want you to survive it. And the proof is they would target a billionaire who was president, a guy who knows some of the secrets. They said they still have a seek and destroy missile. And luckily, Trump has some, countermeasures, as they call them in the armed forces, that send the missiles, into the weeds, and they're not destroying him. But understand, Joe Biden, the media, social media, the Department of Justice, and many of the other organizations inside of the government are targeting Donald Trump for no other reason than him being Donald Trump. And they want you demoralized. They don't want you to support him, because if you support him, you're just as dangerous as he is. You're more dangerous, in fact, from my perspective, because without you, Donald Trump is nothing. He's a billionaire businessman. If we stop paying attention to him, He's now a defrocked, billionaire businessman that's going to have a very difficult time reestablishing his life. Now, he'll do it because he's a good marketer of Trump. Now, that's not me making a plea for you to continue to support him. I say if you allow the Democrats to take you off of your game and not support the people that got you to where whatever Trump elicited in you when you liked him, if they can take you off of that, it's not shame on them. It's shame on you. So I'm going to play the rest of this clip that Tucker is talking about this guy, Mackey. And I want you to just understand, as you hear this, I want you to think of George Papadopoulos. I want you to think of General Mike Flynn. I want you to think of Paul Manafort. I want you to think of Carter Page. I want you to think of the Trump children. I want you to think of all the people who talked about election integrity and who are being targeted. I want you to think about the J6 people who are in jail over nothing. There are murders and rapists walking the streets, and there are people that did J6 that did nothing wrong, and they are being treated like political prisoners. And I want you to understand that while we were watching the State of the Union, Joe Biden released another heinous criminal out of Gitmo. This is what we're dealing with. Here's the rest of the clip.
4 years before he was arrested, Mackey made an internet meme joking that it was possible to vote for Hillary Clinton by text message. Not a single person in America, and DOJ has not shown differently, believed that Mackey was serious or that you could vote for Hillary by text message. He wasn't subverting democracy. He was calling Hillary voters stupid. And the DOJ knows that. Every person knows that. Jokes are not crimes. But the Biden administration is trying to send Douglas Mackey to prison for years. And we've been trying for a year to speak to one of his lawyers, because this is one of the great outrages, this story. James Lawrence is one of Douglas Mackey's lawyers, and we're happy to have him on tonight. Mr. Lawrence, thank you so much for coming on. This is such an obvious violation of the First Amendment. This is so clearly totalitarian. How did it get to this point in the court system?
Well, first of all, thanks, Tucker, for having me on to discuss this important case. And as we've argued in court filings, we believe that this prosecution represents a significant escalation of the government's regulation of speech under the banner of policing so-called disinformation. And Tucker, really, you were one of the first public figures and one of the most prominent people to criticize Twitter for deplatforming people over so-called disinformation. But I don't think even you would have thought that someone would face a federal prosecution or potential jail time over alleged memes. Now, here's what's at issue. The government says that this case is about voting rights, but as we've argued, the government has not alleged that a single person didn't vote as a result of the alleged memes. So we think that this case goes to the core of the First Amendment, and really, regardless of what you think about the content at issue, everyone in this country, Tucker, left, right, center, and every political persuasion in between should be concerned about what's happening in this case. And so the question is, what can you do? And there are two things I'd like to let your audience know about. First, Douglas Mackey's Legal Defense Fund can be supported by logging on to memedefensefund.com. And second, and really most importantly, Tucker, we're asking your audience to pray. Pray for Doug. Pray for the defense team. Pray for justice to be done. As for Doug, I can tell you, Tucker, he has great faith in God. He also has faith in our system of trial by jury, which our founders gave to us in the Bill of Rights. I can also tell you, for me, it's a privilege to be on this defense team.
Well, I just want to make one thing completely clear. You said it, I've said it, but I just want to restate it. The Biden administration has not shown, held up, a single victim of this so-called crime, this joke. So if there's no victim, how is it a crime? I'm confused. But you're the lawyer.
Well, the government's the government's position is that merely the conspiracy and the intent to interfere with one's right to vote is enough under the statute at issue in this case. And of course, if the government's theory is allowed to prevail, the Pandora's box that could be opened with respect to the chilling effect on speech, it just can't be really overstated. Any speech, we contend, Tucker, that could potentially land someone facing a criminal investigation and looking at potential jail time. We can't open this Pandora's box. The defense team in this case is committed to slamming the door shut on this theory.
Hillary Clinton should stand up right now in defense of Douglas Mackey. This is being done in her name. You don't want to live in a country where politicians can throw you in jail for criticizing them. That's not a free country. No one's covering this because, oh, Mackey's a bad guy. I don't care. I don't care if he's Stalin. No American citizen can be treated this way.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. I really feel for this guy Mackey because he's in big trouble. We hear this. I heard this clip and I was like, okay, we know it's a joke. But we live in a time where the people who are in power don't care about your citizenship. Ask the J6 people. We have a documentary we're looking to shoot. You should see what the FBI did to this man as he was giving up. It will blow your mind. Folks, we live in very, very distressed times. I'm not going to tell you, I'm not here to, you know me, I'm going to keep it upbeat. But I'm going to tell you, no matter how we chuckle about this stuff, how we laugh about this stuff, you got to understand the serious underlines, the underpinnings here. These people will put this man in prison over a joke. And they're right. What's the ripple effect? I mean, I'm on tour right now for the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. Go to topcomedyshow.com and you can see what we're about. Now, I don't feel like there's anything we're going to say on there that's going to get me arrested. I know there are a lot of people who are not going to like what we say, and they'll treat us like Dave Chappelle or whatever. And the more popular we get, the bigger the missiles that will come at us. But that's what we're doing the tour. But that's the importance of speaking out. That's why I do what I do. And that's why I do it fearlessly, because if there aren't people out there showing that you can't be afraid, who are the kids going to look to for role models?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.